贵阳中考新突破，听力训练模拟试题。六 A， 听对话，选择与对话内容相符的图，读一遍。
Number one, how old is your sister?
She is six. Today is her sixth birthday.
Number two.Where is the camera made in?
It's made in Japan.
Number three, what do you often do after dinner on weekends?
On weekends, we often play soccer after dinner.
Number four, when did you get to the top of Tai Mountain?
We got to the top of Tai Mountain on the morning of August 18th. Number five. Hi, Nancy. What animals were you scared of when you were a child?
Oh, I was so scared of snakes when I was a child. Number six.What does your new English teacher look like?
My new English teacher wears a pair of glasses.
B. 听句子，根据所听句子选择最佳应答，读一遍。
Number 7. Your English is quite good.
Number 8. I'm glad to see you.
Number 9. How do you do, Kate?
Number 10. Hello, I'm Lily. We're in the same class.
Number 11. Don't worry.You can learn English as well as you wish.
Number 12. Your dress is so beautiful.
C. 听对话，根据对话内容选择最佳选项，完成句子，读两遍。
Number 13.Hi, Rachel. Where were you last weekend?
Oh, I went to the bookstore to buy a birthday present for my sister.
Hi, Rachel. Where were you last weekend?
Oh, I went to the bookstore to buy a birthday present for my sister.
Number 14.Amy, did you have a good time in your last trip?
No, it was terrible. The weather was too bad. It rained very heavily all the time.
Amy, did you have a good time in your last trip?
No, it was terrible. The weather was too bad. It rained very heavily all the time.Number 15. Excuse me, is Annie in the office?
She has gone to London. She won't be back until next Tuesday.
Excuse me, is Annie in the office?
She has gone to London. She won't be back until next Tuesday.
Number 16.I saw you in the swimming pool last Sunday.
Really? I go swimming every Sunday afternoon.
I saw you in the swimming pool last Sunday.
Really? I go swimming every Sunday afternoon.
Number 17. What was wrong with you, Jack?
I was sick.I had a sore throat, but I feel much better now.
What was wrong with you, Jack?
I was sick. I had a sore throat, but I feel much better now.
Number 18. I'd like to send the parcel to Hong Kong.
Let me weigh it first. 10 yuan and 4 jiao, please.
I'd like to send the parcel to Hong Kong.
Let me weigh it first. 10 yuan and 4 jiao, please.
D. 听对话及问题。根据对话内容选择最佳答案。读两遍。
Number 19. Excuse me. Can you tell me how to get to the library?
Yes, go along that way. The library is on the left, next to the cinema.
Question. Where is the man going? Excuse me. Can you tell me how to get to the library?
Yes, go along that way. The library is on the left, next to the cinema.
Question. Where is the man going?
Number 20. Tony, I was doing my homework till 12 o'clock last night.
You're kidding. It was Friday yesterday.
Question. What day is it today? Tony, I was doing my homework till 12 o'clock last night.
You're kidding. It was Friday yesterday.
Question. What day is it today? Number 21. Do you think it'll be very cold this winter?
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. We'll just have to wait and see.
Question. What can we know from this dialogue? Do you think it'll be very cold this winter?
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. We'll just have to wait and see.
Question. What can we know from this dialogue? Number 22. How was your 100-meter race?
Jack and Ben ran faster than me.
Question. Which position did the boy win? How was your 100-meter race?
Jack and Ben ran faster than me.
Question. Which position did the boy win? Number 23. What did you do after you lost your passport?
I went to see the foreign student advisor.
Question. What did the man do after he lost his passport? What did you do after you lost your passport?
I went to see the foreign student advisor.
Question. What did the man do after he lost his passport?
Number 24. Where on earth have you been, Mary?
I was busy preparing for an important experiment this afternoon.
Question. What did Mary do just now? Where on earth have you been, Mary?
I was busy preparing for an important experiment this afternoon.
Question. What did Mary do just now?
E. 听短文及问题，根据短文内容选择最佳答案，读三遍。
Tom was 3 years old. He was 20 years younger than his mother and 22 years younger than his father. He liked to watch TV with his parents after supper, but his parents never let him stay long. His mother often said,It's 9 o'clock now. It's time to go to bed, Tom. But why don't you go to bed, Mommy? Tom always asked. We are adults, Mother answered, and adults go to bed late. One evening, Tom asked his mother for an apple. But it's too late. His mother didn't want to give him anything to eat at bedtime. The apples are already asleep, she said. But not all of them, Mommy, Tom said. Perhaps the baby apples, but their parents are surely awake.
Questions number 25. How old was Tom's father?
Number 26. Who did Tom like to watch TV with after supper?
Number 27. When did Tom go to bed?
Number 28. What did Tom ask his mother for one evening?
Number 29. Why didn't his mother want to give him anything to eat?
Number 30. What can we learn from the story?
Tom was 3 years old. He was 20 years younger than his mother and 22 years younger than his father. He liked to watch TV with his parents after supper, but his parents never let him stay long. His mother often said, "It's 9 o'clock now. It's time to go to bed, Tom." "But why don't you go to bed, Mummy?" Tom always asked. "We are adults," Mother answered. "And adults go to bed late." One evening, Tom asked his mother for an apple. But it's too late. His mother didn't want to give him anything to eat at bedtime. "The apples are already asleep," she said. "But not all of them, Mummy," Tom said. "Perhaps the baby apples, but their parents are surely awake." Questions number 25. How old was Tom's father?
Number 26. Who did Tom like to watch TV with after supper?
Number 27. When did Tom go to bed?
Number 28. What did Tom ask his mother for one evening?
Number 29. Why didn't his mother want to give him anything to eat?
Number 30. What can we learn from the story? Tom was 3 years old. He was 20 years younger than his mother and 22 years younger than his father. He liked to watch TV with his parents after supper, but his parents never let him stay long. His mother often said, "It's 9 o'clock now. It's time to go to bed, Tom." "But why don't you go to bed, Mommy?" Tom always asked. "We are adults," Mother answered, "and adults go to bed late." One evening, Tom asked his mother for an apple. But it's too late. His mother didn't want to give him anything to eat at bedtime. "The apples are already asleep," she said. "But not all of them, Mommy," Tom said. "Perhaps the baby apples, but their parents are surely awake."
Questions number 25. How old was Tom's father?
Number 26. Who did Tom like to watch TV with after supper?
Number 27. When did Tom go to bed?
Number 28. What did Tom ask his mother for one evening?
Number 29. Why didn't his mother want to give him anything to eat?
Number 30. What can we learn from the story?